Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Babli, Daf Lamed. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches and Adalof, the Mishnah at the top of the page. Mechabes aneh mipnei shiur misyaweh, mipnei akum, mipnei listim, mipnei bochor, im bishol ha-cholesh yishan pata. If one extinguished a candle due to Gentiles or bandits, due to melancholy, or to enable a sick person to sleep, he is exempt. If he extinguished to save the candle from breaking, or to save oil or the wick, he is liable. Yosi exempts in every case except for saving the wick, because he makes a singe wick which lights better. The Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok, b'pnei akum shel sakona, b'pnei listim shel sakona." Well, bring some of Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchok, due to Gentiles is a case of danger, and due to bandits is a case of danger. Yosi bohi im b'pnei listim shel sakona nisnu muta. Rabbi Yosi asks that if it's due to bandits of situation of danger, it should teach that it's actually permitted. Rabban the Kisaron b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina muta. Rabban of Kisaron quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina said, indeed the text where Misha says it is permitted. Ma ben hamalseo mima shemimener, ma ben hamalseo mima shebabayis, I should say. What's the difference between saving from what is in the lamp and saving from what is in a burning house? And the Mishnah later permits that second case. Rabban de Kisaron b'shem Rabila, Rabban of Kisaron quoting Rav Shila of Yinva answered that saving oil from a burning wick is different than saving from outside the wick. The first dims the lamp, but the second one does not. Rav Yochanan said that Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon both of them said the same thing. Just like Rabbi Yosi said that one's liable only if he needs to extinguish for the wick itself, so Rabbi Shimon says that one's liable for melacha only if he needs the melacha itself, we call sricha begufa. Ma yislach seirech begufa shel psila? What need is there for improving the wick itself? Rabban tekisorin, Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina, shiken shemashe umanin v'chauchin, I should say line, Rabban of Kisaron quoting Rav Lazar quoting Rav Chanina answered that servants of craftsmen will mechawech, which means they singe it. These words, ma'u mechawechain lain mefasfin lain. Kamar de teima v'seya v'shahain lehischawech. What's the phrase, they are mechawechet? They singe it, as it says in the Pasuk in Daniel Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chazayin, their heads, the hairs of their head were not singed. The Mishnah says all who ruin are exempt except for one who burns and one who makes a wound. Rakabah says even if he doesn't need the blood or ashes or one who burns or then one who burns or wood or wounds is liable. She says, "Now I'm Rabbi Yochanan v'hi shehi tzorech l'dam v'hi shehi tzorech l'efer." Yochan says he's liable only if he needs the blood or he needs the ashes. Masnisen pliga al b'yochanan. Shoyu shehidlik es agadish b'shabas chayev. Shehidlik es agadish b'shabas potter. Question against the b'yochanan from the Mishnah. If one's ox burned a haystack on Shabbos, then the owner's liable. If he burned a stack on Shabbos himself, then he is exempt from paying because he's chayev misa. Shoyu shehidlik es agadish b'shabas chayev. His ox burned a stack on Shabbos, the owner is liable, was it not without the need. Yes, similarly, if he burned a stack on Shabbos, even if he did not need the ashes, he would be chayav misa. You should say, V'tani kol mischayev benafshoi potam netashlumim. And advice the teachers that anyone who is chayav misa is exempt from payment. Amar Rabbi Chananya, Boyd Rabbi Hillel, Ma'achas she'elu she'fei l'tzorich, ha'yum etzchai b'nafshoi, v'kan afiru sh'lo l'tzorich, yei pata min ha'tashlumen. Rabbi Chananya, Boyd Rabbi Hillel answered that since even if it was needed, he would be chayav misa, therefore even without a need, he is exempt from payment. Min hador, Maka behemi shalmeno maka adam yumas. Ma maka behemi la chalakta ba ben chegi lemezit lachai vimomrin. Maka adam la kach la boi ben chegi lemezit ben mezit lifto mamrin. The sources we learn from the pasuk in Vayikra Chavdalet pasuk Chavdalet. One who hits an animal, he shall pay. One who hits a person shall die. It's like one who strikes an animal, we do not distinguish between shogeg and mezid, and he always obligated to pay money. Also, one who strikes a person and kills him, we don't distinguish between shogeg and mezid, and always he's exempt from paying. The gasha al debak of the bakapawa havoa lamda al komalochos yvatura kulhon lesoich vihi shulei lesoich. This is difficult for bakapawa. Burning teaches out all the malachos. The pasuk explicitly forbids burning to teach that just like one is liable for it by itself, one has forgotten did many malachas bring the chatas for each. How can it be that all other malachas one's liable only if they were needed, and burning one's liable without need? Rabbi Yosi in Shasei Lo Yifbo Kurbi Yochanan Da'am Havoa Limda Al Kol Malachas Yivatira Shasei Yifbo Kurbi Loza Kurbi Loza Amar Havoa Limda Al Atzma. Rabbi Yosi answered that Bakapar does not hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that burning teaches about all the malachas. He holds like Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar said that it teaches about itself, that burning is only a lav, and one would not be chayv misa for it. Beleis Rabbi Elazar, I should say, lechayv al kol achas v'achas. Does Rabbi Elazar not hold that one is liable for each malacha? Ashkach tani b'shem Rabbi Elazar, I should say, achas lechayv al kol achas v'achas. He answers, it was found taught in the name of Rabbi Elazar that the word achas obligates for each malacha when he forgot multiple malachas. Nicha havor, havor ad shelo l'seich v'hi shelo l'seich. The Gemara questions, well, granted we explained burning, but as for wounding, it's a toilada of shchita, and it's unreasonable that it's av, one's liable only for a need, and it's wounding, one's liable even not for a need. Rav Yosi b'Rabun omar, if palgun, Rav Elazar, Rav Yochanan chadam al shchita, ikar v'chavor toilada, v'chrona machlis. Rav Yosi b'Rabun omar said that Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan disagreed about this. One said that shchita is the primary, is the av malacha, and wounding is its derivative, and the other said the opposite.